Wow, sugar daddy status. That's what Alex is denying, apparently, to this guy that wants her to be his little sugar baby here.
We love sugar babies. Oh, boy, sugar babies. We love sugar babies. Wow, they're so young. Everyone.
Yeah.
They're a happy head full of fun.
Oh, yeah.
Tracy tweeted us at Joan Alex Show. She said, the longer he's with her, with his wife, the more of his money and stuff that she's entitled to. Haley said, I saw that guy online a while ago. He kept asking for pictures of my feet.
I mean, if you're into feet, you're into feet. That's not my thing, but that's kind of interesting. Let's talk to Kelsey. Kelsey, you're on the Joan Alex Show. Were you on Tinder or Bumble? You see this guy?
Yeah. So I was on Tinder trying to date around for the first time. I'm a single mom. And... it was the first time in like 3 years, and I came across him and then this other guy, and I added them both on Snapchat, not knowing that he had a wife and kids. He has two kids,
oh,
by the way.
Oh, gosh.
And I was kind of asking the same questions, like, hey, do you guys live together? Does she know about this? And he said no. And the thing, I was listening all morning while taking my son to pre-K, but I didn't realize it until you said attorney, because that's the whole reason that I matched with him on Tinder in the first place, is because I'm in school of law and he's an attorney. So I was like, mm-hmm. Oh, cool. Maybe kind of networking, which
right.
ties to Joe. So he told me that he was married and that he had these kids and everything. And then on Snapchat was sending me messages asking, you know, like, what I'm open to in the bedroom. He's bedroom-based. He's not out for anything other than bedroom stuff.
What'd you tell him you were open to? Were you open to anything?
At the time, I wasn't really sure because, like I said, it was the first time that I had put myself out there in about 3 years or so. So I ended up, embarrassingly enough, sending a message that was supposed to go to him to this guy that I've been serious with for
no.
a while now.
Oh, no. Wait. What did you send? Did you send him your feet?
No, it was not my feet. But,
a nude?
Yeah, it was embarrassing. And I was actually... I was at the zoo with my son, and we were taking a break, and... sent that message on Snapchat. And
wait, you sent a freaky picture at the zoo?
No, not a picture, but a message.
Oh, okay, a little dirty
yeah.
talk.
Gotcha.
All right, well, hey, thank you for calling in this morning.
I'm sugar baby, the real sugar baby. All you other sugar babies are just imitating. So won't the real sugar baby please jump up? Please jump up, please jump
Guess
up.
Guess it's not me. I'm not the real sugar baby.
Let's talk to Katie. Katie, have you been a sugar baby before?
I have, yes.
How'd it go?
I've had two experiences. Both were actually really nice experiences. The first one, I was kind of like the girl that just called in. I was a single mom. I was just trying to, like, get extra money, and I met this guy. Now, there's actually a lot of websites. Like, one is, like, seekingarrangements.com
mm-hmm.
for
I've heard
girls
of that.
That, yeah, for girls that just want to go and find a sugar daddy, and I set up a profile, and this guy was actually overseas, and he just wanted someone to keep him company while he was over there. Like, he didn't have anybody. All he wanted was just to, like, communicate, email back and forth, pictures, like, just give him the
pictures of
that,
what?
I mean, naughty pictures.
Okay.
But I mean, it was really just, like, the companionship. And then I actually had another sugar daddy who was here in Indy. He was from the south side. I'm from the north side.
How much were you getting paid here in Indy?
I mean, it depended on, like, the kind of event that we went to.
Did you have to have sex with him?
I did not have sex with him. I'm engaged. My fiancé knew about this.
Whoa!
And Alex, I'm like you. If they were married, I wasn't into it. But
yeah.
This guy, he was getting a divorce. He showed me the divorce papers. I mean, I was there when his attorney called, so I knew that it was legit.
So while you were engaged, what did the Southside Indie Sugar Daddy want you to do?
I mean, he literally just had a lot of work functions. Now, don't get me wrong. Like, he would put his arm around me and, like, give me a kiss on the cheek and a kiss on the lips here and there. And my fiancé knew about all of this.
And what did he pay you?
Yeah, what was your from where to where, like, your average money you were making?
So, I mean, if we, like, went to dinner and then went to a work event, I was making anywhere from, like, $300 to $500.
Oh my God! Do you have his number still? I don't care if my wife does. I want my wife to go out with him immediately.
He could kiss Joe on the lips.
No, seriously, that's a hell of a deal. Why don't you keep that going?
Well, I mean, because it was time for, you know, me to get married, and then he asked me. He was like, "Well, would you ever consider leaving?" And then that's when I was kind of like, "You know, this was nice, but this isn't, like, going in the direction either of us want it to."
And was he hot? Like, was he a gross, like, crunchy old man, or was he, like, attractive?
No, he's so hot. Like, I'm a personal trainer, and, we would go to the gym together.
What did he do for a living?
He actually owns his own business.
Okay. Interesting stuff, wow. Man. I could just go for days just asking people questions.
I know, but it's like, honestly, old man. As long as my wife wasn't hooking up with him, I'd have no problem if she went out with some man.
What about
man.
Kissing him on the lips?
Well, I don't even like to kiss my wife on the lips. So
forgot.
It's all yours, buddy. Do your thing. Sugar.